Hello, I'm Robin Rothschild. Welcome to the Wallops and Assateague Islands Report. I have on the phone today Michael Whalen. He is with Orbital Sciences Corporation and the field site manager of the Antares program. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm great, Robin. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, you know what, Michael? First of all, another big congratulations. I mean, you guys have had two beautiful launches down at the Wallops flight facility, and just spectacular, Mike.
It's been a banner year for us. As you recall, back in February, we had our static fire test, our new stage one, that was successful, and then we had our first flight in April. We had a spacecraft mass simulator on that flight, but the goal there was to prove out the Antares vehicle as a whole, and then we just recently had our COTS demonstration flight here just a few weeks ago, and that was successful as well. So we're extremely pleased and happy.
Well, you know what, Michael? What I'd like to know is how did the docking of the Cygnus spacecraft dock with the International Space Station, how did that go? Our listeners, we have not heard an update, so we'd love one from you.
Sure, yes. This past Sunday, the Cygnus spacecraft basically made its way to the International Space Station. They started what they call their kind of final approach maneuvers around 3 a.m. in the morning. Essentially, the spacecraft itself, it's flying beneath the station, so it's kind of between Earth and the belly of the station, and it slowly does orbit-raising maneuvers till it gets into a closer proximity. And approximately around 7 a.m., the spacecraft got within grasp of the robotic arm on the station. So it was approximately 10 meters or about 30 feet away from the station. And the ISS team used the robotic arm to grapple the spacecraft. And they slowly maneuvered it into position so that it could actually dock with the station. On the forward end of the spacecraft, there's the pressurized cargo module that contains the cargo. That has a seal area and a hatch, if you will, so they can, once they mate with the station, that that interface will attach to the station. And then once they pressurize and equalize things, they can actually open the hatch and extract the cargo.
Mm-hmm.
That process took to about 8:45 a.m. to get it mated to the station. So from all fronts, it seemed like everything went well, and the maneuvers were great. And the team in Dulles did a good job flying the spacecraft, and I think NASA was very pleased with the spacecraft as well. So we're all very pleased to be at this crucial point in our program.
Now, how long did the Cygnus actually stay at the space station?
They essentially did some cargo offloading of about 700 kilograms of cargo. That effort was completed, I believe, basically the next day. And now the cargo, the space station crew is in the process of putting some of their trash into the pressurized cargo module.
Oh.
The other part of this mission is actually taking out the trash. So we'll go ahead and they'll load it up with trash from the station, because keep in mind, they don't have a trash truck that comes by, so we've got to take care of that part of it. So they're going to load it up with trash, and then somewhere around the 22nd of October, the spacecraft will depart from the space station, and then the Cygnus spacecraft will burn up on reentry sometime around October 24th.
Great. So it is there. It's there for quite a while. I didn't realize that. So they could just get everything they need to get out of the ISS into the Cygnus.
Right, exactly.
Interesting. That is really something. Now, so it looks everything was very successful. The next mission looks like it could be possibly in December, correct?
That is correct. That'll be our Orb 1 mission in December. And we actually have a lot of activity in preparation for that. The Antares rocket is in the middle of production at the Horizontal Integration Facility at Wallops Island. And as well, they have what they call the pressurized cargo module. It's already at Wallops Island in the H-100 building.
Uh-huh.
And shortly, just in a few weeks, around mid-October, some of the cargo is going to be arriving at Wallops for the next flight. and they'll get that loaded into the pressurized cargo module. And then the service module, which is more or less the the avionics, power system, propulsion system, and communications, the brains of the Cygnus spacecraft, that'll arrive in October as well. They have some processing to do between two primary pieces of Cygnus. They'll attach them together. They will do checkouts of the propulsion system, and eventually they'll make their way over to Wallops Island, where they'll fuel up the spacecraft, and then they'll come on down to the HIF and get made it to the front end of Antares and get ready for its next ride.
Hey, Michael, let me ask you a question. What kind of weight will this load be compared to the last load, to the test load?
Yeah, the test load, we were about, a demo flight, we were 700 kilograms. And for this next flight, we can take up to about 2,000 kilograms.
Okay, I was just curious as the difference. That's quite a bit.
It is quite a bit of a difference. I think on the first one, again, it was just demonstration. And, they didn't want to go kind of too crazy.
Understandably.
Right. But the good news is the flight and the mission that they just performed was very good. And we've got a lot more confidence in not only the rocket, but also the Cygnus spacecraft. So going forward, we can actually load more cargo into the PCTM. And then I will add that down the road, we have an enhanced version of the PCTM that will sync up with an enhanced version of the Antares rocket, and eventually they'll be able to put in about 2,700 kilograms of cargo.
That's fantastic.
In the enhanced one down the road.
Well, Mike, thank you so much. I understand you're on vacation, so we really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today and updating us. We have been speaking with Michael Whalen. He's with Orbital Sciences Corporation, the field site manager of the Antares program.